Disclaimer. I do not own Naruto. Says who? Do you know who I am? I am some guy that doesn't own Jack. Go ahead. Laugh it up, douchebag. Chapter 15. From parts well known.
You want us to what?
Shikamaru asked as he and his entire team sat at the ramen bar that Naruto loved to frequent, after meeting Asuma and allowing Naruto to indulge in what was turning out to be his seventh bowl of ramen. Asuma got to talking about the next thing they'd be doing, namely something none of them had been expecting, as he handed them forms of consent for some kind of examination.
You heard me right the first time, the Jonin of Team 7 said resolutely. You guys have what it takes. I want to see you guys excel, and that's why I'm entering you in the upcoming Chunin exam taking place in the Land of Iron.
He got the attention of Tiuchi and Ayame, who were both listening in to what the man responsible for their number one custer was saying.
You guys believe in them, right?
He put his hand on nearby Naruto's head as he was busy slurping up what seemed to be a never-ending stream of noodles into his mouth.
Because this is the face of a man of intensity.
Naruto stopped eating long enough to stare at Asuma strangely and finished chewing anything left over in his mouth.
Whatever you say, Asuma-sensei. Oh, and by the way, I can cut the leaf.
Asuma then gestured to Naruto in a grandiose manner as if to say something to Shikamaru.
And you don't think you guys can do it? Tell me something. You, Naruto, and Ino are actually way better than most Genin teens I've personally seen. You guys have pretty much knocked my expectations out of the park. It's your choice, though. I can only push you so hard. In the end, it's the option of each of you to compete. I'm in, Naruto said, with another mouthful of food.
He had a month of pent-up frustration to work off after trying to cut that damn leaf every single day and getting nowhere. A good fight would do him some good, as far as he was concerned. And that wasn't even glossing over the getting promoted prospect of the proposal. If he had freaked out over getting one step closer of Hokage, he would have spilled his food. Naruto was not going to spill his goddamn ramen under any circumstances. He could freak out later. Ino interjected from her seat as she swirled around her food in the bowl.
I'll do it too. Asuma-sensei is right. We can beat anyone.
Shikamaru shook his head.
Nope. No way, he asserted. Being a Chunin just means more work, and me being stuck in more troublesome situations. It hasn't even been 6 months since I became a ninja, and I think I've had enough of it already to last me a lifetime.
Ino simply shrugged as she continued her food.
Fine. Have fun telling your mom the reason you skipped out on getting promoted when your sensei said you could pull it off was because you wanted to stay a genin for life. I'm sure that'll go great for you, she said offhandedly, a satisfied feeling coming over her when she saw Shikamaru freeze in place.
That's dirty, Ino, Shikamaru said with a sigh. Why'd you have to bring her into it, even though you're absolutely right? Couldn't you just let me do something without thinking about it all for once?
Nope, Ino chirped brightly. You're the brains of the team, so if you're not thinking, which one of us will?
Naruto raised his hand as he continued to eat.
Exactly, and that's why Shikamaru has to do it. I like living. Oi, Naruto said, finishing his bowl of ramen. Now, I've been getting over...
Hold on. He stopped his own speech so that he could spend about around 15 seconds stringing down the leftover broth in his bowl, sighing contentedly as he polished it off before continuing.
Now, I've been getting over that Naruto is stupid thing since the day we became a team. I want some credit here.
Ino smirked and rested her hand on her chin.
Then say something that is actually useful to what we're talking about right now.
Naruto squinted his eyes and crossed his arms and thought,
the Land of Iron is cold. Really cold. Duh, Ino remarked. It's so fucking far north. How wouldn't it be? Keep trying, Naruto, she said, swirling a lock of hair around her finger.
Naruto grumbled before tapping his head with his chopsticks.
Fine, the Land of Iron doesn't have any shinobi. Is that enough for you? They have samurai, real samurai. Not thugs with shitty swords I can beat up like in the Land of Waves in like 6 seconds. They can use chakra too, just not like a ninja can. Did you know that?
Ino stared at him before shaking her head.
There, so kiss my ass, I knew something you didn't, ha. But now, I do know it. So that just adds to the amount of information I already had, thus keeping my intelligence ahead of yours, Ino said with a sly smile. God damn it, Naruto said, bouncing his head off the counter. I just can't ever win.
He lifted his head to reveal himself crying anime tears.
I'm smart. Really smart. You'll see.
Tiuchi chuckled at Naruto's animated reaction, while Ayame rubbed Naruto's head consolingly.
It's okay, Naruto. You're sharp. You're sharper than you used to be, for sure. It's definitely noticeable. Don't give up. Konoha wasn't built in one day, after all.
Naruto grabbed his hair and explained,
why do people keep saying that to me about getting smarter?
Why are you guys following me? Naruto asked as he found himself being followed by Shikamaru and Shoji. Team 7 and Team 10 ran into each other, and once Ino and Sakura started getting into it, Naruto, Shikamaru, and Shoji decide to slip away and enjoy their day off. Sasuke, the reason behind the two girls arguing, found time to slip away shortly into the conflicts to head home, choosing not to follow the boys or stay with the girls. Because, Shoji said, as he took a second to throw some chips from the bag he was carrying into his mouth, we have the day off to think about if we want to go to the chunin exams next month, and we don't have anything to do. Shikamaru followed up his friend's statement. Did you really think we'd stay there with Ino and Sakura fighting over Sasuke like usual? If you've seen it once, you've seen it a million times. You'd think they'd be sick of it by now. But they're not, Naruto added. All I'm going to do is hang out with Shiho-chan for a bit, since I never told her I left on a mission or came back. It's going to be boring for you guys, Shoji shook his head. Not really. If she's a friend of yours, why not be a friend of ours too? Besides, if we didn't, then we wouldn't be doing anything today anyways. Which I would probably prefer if I'm going to be doing all this chunin exam stuff, Shikamaru said, walking with a slouch, his hands in his pockets. This is going to suck. Why is everything moving so fast for us? Do rookies even get chances to be chunin? Naruto turned and grinned at him. Maybe it's because we're just that damn good? Naruto said as they reached the doorstep to Shiho's home. I mean, of course we are. Who cares if we're rookie going into the stupid chunin exams? We're going to kick ass. You know why? Because just as Naruto reached to knock on the doors, it flew open, smashed him in the face, sending him flying back. How? Shiho came with her hand on the doorknob and a frantic look on her face. Did you just say you're going to be in the upcoming chunin exams? She asked all three of them. Shikamaru looked over at Shoji, who shrugged. Yeah, why does it really matter? Shiho rushed over to Naruto, grabbed him by the collar of his windbreaker as she dragged him inside. In the house right now, you guys, she said to Shoji and Shikamaru, who were both standing outside in confusion of what was going on. We have things to talk about. Both boys looked at each other before deciding what to do with the crazy girl asked them, heading inside and navigating her maze of bookcases to reach the table she had deposited Naruto to sit. They sat down as well to fill the quaint little table. So, Naruto said, holding his nose where he'd been hit by the door. What's the big deal? Yeah, chunin exams. You guys don't get it, Shiho said before laughing sheepishly. Well, never mind. You guys aren't privy to the stuff I know, so I guess I overreacted. She cleared her throat and took up a lecturing pose. If you're telling me the truth, then this will mark the first time in 5 years that a rookie team will participate, let alone more than one rookie team. No pressure, though, Shikamaru said sarcastically. Man, this is going to be a whole lot more troublesome than I thought. Shiho looked over at Shikamaru and blushed slightly before returning to her point. Yes, well, these exams are supposed to be rather harsh. I'm afraid I don't know much about the process of examination, however. I never really took the exam, you see. She adjusted her glasses on her face before pointing to herself. I'm not much of a fighter at all. No team would really take me and risk being killed. With hearing that, Shikamaru threw his hands in the air. And we can die too. This just sounds better and better all the time. Why the hell are we taking these exams? Shoji's fingers nervously tapped the tabletop. It doesn't really seem like something most people want to find themselves involved in, Shoji commented, in agreement with Shikamaru. We'll be fine, Naruto dismissed the worries of the other two fresh getting there with him. I still want to go. That's definitely for sure. It's a chance of a lifetime, he said excitedly. How many times am I going to get this chance like this? Actually, Uzumaki, the next exam happens in about 6 months. Shiho interjected informatively. 6 months? Naruto said with a raised eyebrow. To hell with 6 months. I want to do it now. This is going to be so cool. We're going to get to fight so many new people, see new stuff in a new country. Run into all kinds of new troublesome situations, Shikamaru said. So not looking forward to the effort the exams would undoubtedly force him to exert, just to make it back home in one piece. New country, Shoji said, eyes glazing over at the thought of something. All kinds of new food I haven't tried yet. And we're at the main point of the chunin exams, which is apparently some kind of big deal. So, you know, if we do well, they'll totally feed us a huge feast. I'm in. Naruto could see that Shikamaru was apprehensive to the whole chunin exams thing, so he threw an arm on his shoulder. Chill out, Shikamaru. If you don't think we can do it, we still have a few weeks to get ready. You're the kid from a clan just like Shoji. You have tons of ready-made things you can study. I'm the one who has to find my own ways to trade. With that, Shikamaru's mind turned. Something he'd been thinking about with Ino when they left Naruto's house the day before. Flashback yesterday. Ino looked rather apprehensive as she walked with Shikamaru back to their respective homes in the setting sun.
I still think Naruto should have gone to the hospital when we got back to the village. I swear, he should be coughing blood, breathing hard, or, you know, something. It hasn't even been 2 days since the fight with those guys.
Shikamaru nodded before throwing his own thought in.
Could it be a Kekkei Genkai? You mean like Sasuke Sharingan? Ino wondered.
I was getting a sigh out of Shikamaru for bringing up Sasuke.
Well, we don't know anything about his family lineage, and neither does he, now that you mention it. It would explain a lot about him,
Shikamaru added, trying to narrow down the little mystery that had been building in his head.
The whisker marks on his cheeks look like clan markings. He has way too much chakra, no matter what. The healing thing he has, tons of other stuff that would be explained like that.
In her reactor brain, trying to think before growling as she held her head.
I don't know any clans with abilities like that in Konoha, but Naruto's been here for so long, as I can remember, hasn't he? Born and raised.
She then blinked.
Well, not really raised, but you know what I'm saying. Any one of the abilities Naruto has would be something we would have heard of from prominent clans in the village before.
Shikamaru thought to himself as he and Ino kept walking.
It's just weird. He doesn't know anything about his family. Nothing at all. No one has ever told him. He has records in the hospital of his parentage. Everyone does, even orphans.
Hasn't he tried just asking anyone?
Who would he ask? Shikamaru replied. If no one ever really tried to take care of him, then who would know enough to be able to tell him anything? Besides, he's probably heard people tell him they didn't know anything so many times, he just stopped asking.
Ino could think of not knowing anything where she came from. She loved her family and was proud of her clan's history and the respect they got. She couldn't possibly begin to wonder what it would be like to not even know who her parents were, let alone not having all of those other things.
That's really terrible, she said honestly as
she thought about how he lived in the apartment of his all alone for who knows how many years.
There's got to be something, though, Shikamaru said as he continued to think. Why do things have to be so troublesome whenever the subject is Naruto? The guy's just one big headache, but I guess he's our big headache.
Definitely, Ino said with a smile. Somehow we'll find something. He came from someone somewhere, and there's an explanation for things he can do as well. How hard could it possibly be to run something down? End of flashback.
And then there's the way a lot of adults in the village treat him like he isn't even there, Shikamaru thought. People know something, but they're not willing to let anything slip, especially around kids like us.
Shikamaru decided to plant the seed in some minds at the moment, especially since the super smart girl with actual time to look something up was there.
You know, Naruto, you have some weird abilities, like all the chakra for no reason, that ability to heal all that stuff. There's got to be some reason behind of all it.
He noticed Shiho faintly tense up out of the corner of his eye.
Uzumaki's a normal guy to me, Shiho said, waving her hands as if to dismiss Shikamaru. He must just have good genetics or something like that. That's exactly the point, Shikamaru said, pointing his head. I'm smart, just like pretty much every other guy in my family. Shoji's big, just like everyone else in his. Naruto has a ton of things that make no sense for him to develop for no reason at all. All that stuff didn't just come from nowhere.
Hey, yeah, Shoji said, poking himself in the stomach. It's definitely a clan thing, Naruto. You really have chakra like that, then it's not something that just happens. It's a genetic thing, like someone in your family.
Naruto felt hopeful that he'd find something out for once.
Then he crossed his arms and squinted.
Yeah, maybe, but Asuma-sensei said that I have more chakra than, well, anyone, really.
You didn't even name the person with the next amount of chakra in the village, so that doesn't say anything.
Besides, I don't know too much about clans here. If there was a clan with people that could do stuff I could do in Konoha, I would have known about it.
He said with a frown. Other than the Hokage, Naruto never knew where to ask about anything regarding his lineage, and no one ever gave him an answer. Shiho didn't know how relieved to feel over part of them thinking that Naruto's abilities stem from a clan instead of from something else. But even the fact that they were going to be searching for some inkling of what gave him his healing abilities and massive chakra reserves was rather precarious. It was clear that Shikamaru wasn't dumb. It wouldn't take him long to hit a brick wall in thinking through Konoha's clans. If it took longer than 10 minutes for him to drop the whole clan thing altogether, she would have been shocked. Then he would turn his attention to other ways Naruto could have had abilities like he had. The question would eat at him, and he would search for some kind of answer. A guy like that hated not knowing things, would happily try to look for a reason behind his confusion. It wouldn't be long at all. No, it wouldn't be.
Oh, why do the cute ones have to be so much trouble? Shiho thought about Shikamaru.
Meanwhile, Naruto's brain was working in a different direction than the matter at hand.
Hey, Shiho-chan.
you have a book or something about known clans?" She reacted in surprise at being spoken to, but quickly recovered to hear the rest of what Naruto wanted to say. "Not just in Konoha, though. Any book of clans from anywhere in the world might help." He let off a chuckle, but anyone actually paying attention, she could tell there wasn't any actual here and behind. "I mean, who knows where my parents are actually from? Just that they wound up here somehow." Shio looked at him with a sad smile. "Sure thing, Uzumaki-kun. I can check something out next time. I'm there. Leave it to me. You just focus on getting yourself ready for the Chunin exams." This was twofold. Even if they found Naruto's clan, if it even existed, she had no idea if it was worth the look, if for no other reason than to possibly give him some new perspective. But if they found Naruto's clan, that would steer them away from the possibility of digging up the Nine Tails information somehow. As loath as she was to follow the law, it was still the law, and breaking it would get her locked away. "I still know why the Hokage is keeping this from him. If anyone needs to know, it would be him. It's not really fair. It's like some kind of inside joke." Hokage Tower. Asuma poked his head inside Hiruzen's office and looked around before resting his eyes on his elderly father. "Can we talk for a minute, or are you busy, Dad?" Hiruzen smiled and placed his hands on his desk. "Come in, Asuma. I have a free moment for anyone's concerns." Asuma nodded and walked inside, standing in front of the desk that was the clear focal point of the office. "I've got to tell him." He saw Hiruzen's eyes meet his own. "There's no reason not to by now. Even when he used it in the wave, he was still in control. He never tried to attack me once. Only the person he'd been slated to fight." "Then why can't you wait a bit longer?" the old grizzled Kage level shinobi asked his son. He explicitly remembered telling Asuma that there was someone along very shortly that would tell Naruto and answer any questions on the matter that he would have. Someone who really wanted to meet Naruto too.
"I made a promise, Asuma. I haven't broken it myself by telling Naruto's burden yet, even though I probably should have when he graduated. Also, I could keep the promise I made to the man that intends to tell him."
Asuma was not a fan of keeping this from the boy.
"Then why did you let me enter my team into the Chunin exams? This is a really volatile situation if you're still not going to tell him."
Hiruzen stood up and looked out the office window. Because
you said they could do it. By now, it is more than clear that Naruto has never had contact with Ninetales. Even when he draws on the power in desperation, that he is never truly under its will. And also because the man that desires to reveal the Ninetales to Naruto will be here before the teams are even to set out for the Land of Iron. "That's not exactly a good thing, Dad,"
Asuma remarked, grabbing his temple and rubbing it.
"The last thing the team needs going into the exams is him fretting over something completely unrelated. Why is it taking so long for this guy to get back here to tell Naruto anyways? And who is it in the first place?"
Hiruzen turned to face Asuma again.
"The man is perhaps the most powerful shinobi in Konoha. The reason he hasn't been back to return sooner to tell Naruto himself is because he's been on a long-term mission."
"Name?" Asuma insisted. If this guy thought he could just walk in, tell his students something that he, by all rights, should have the right to reveal, then as soon as he had earned Naruto's trust, then the guy had better been a damn demigod in this village.
"Jiraiya," Hiruzen said in response. "Bullshit," Asuma said skeptically. "Why the hell would Jiraiya the Sanin give a rat's ass about telling Naruto anything?" "Who was the person that originally placed the seal on Naruto that held the Nine Tails back in the first place?" he asked, before answering the obvious question. "The fourth Hokage, as everybody knows, and who was the instructor of that man?"
Asuma scoffed at the moderately explanatory answer.
"But he still doesn't know Naruto, and Naruto doesn't know him. At the very least, I can be there when he tells him, if I can't be the one to do it myself. He's not going to take it well at all."
Hiruzen nodded in consent.
"I never said you couldn't be there, Asuma. I said that Jiraiya was the one that wished to tell him."
"Good," Asuma said, was slightly satisfied with how things turned out before his mind snapped back into focus mode.
No. Wait a minute. There's still a ton of things that don't make sense. Why was it even Naruto? Why does he have the Nine Tails? That's one thing I've always wanted to know. After Jiraiya tells Naruto, then what? What happens then? Is he going to deliver the message the way he planned to after his student's death and leave me and Naruto to deal with it ourselves?
Hiruzen shook his head, but was able to say he was happy that Asuma was so defensive of Naruto, and that he was suspicious. It meant he actually cared for him. That was good. If Asuma was like this, then the boy's own team must have felt the same way.
"I can assure you that Jiraiya will do no such thing. If it would make you feel better, I can inform you the moment I learn he's in Konoha. That way you can talk with him about this."
It sounded good enough to Asuma. This way he could actually gauge Jiraiya's intention on why he wanted to be the one to tell Naruto about the Kyuubi. Maybe he could find out some other things as well.
All right, Dad. But when do you think he'll get here? Well, before it's time to go,
Hiruzen informed him.
Just about as if you were preparing them like usual, until Jiraiya arrives. If your team is to go to the Land of Iron, then they will need to be adequately prepared for just about anything in this exam. I'm sure you know that.
Asuma nodded and began walking away.
Oh, they'll be ready. Just you wait and see. All I'm worried about is Ino and Naruto finding a way to whip Shikamaru into shape. But they should still manage to pull that off.
Hiruzen smiled as his son left his office.
Of course. I'm looking forward to seeing what all the young Konoha Shinobi in the exams are capable of, especially the rookies. You can drop by any time, Asuma, and take care of your team.
I always do, Dad, Asuma said as he shut the door behind him. The next day, Team 10 training ground. Asuma flipped through all three signed consent forms in a satisfied manner. He knew they would have accepted, for different reasons, but that was neither here nor there. The important thing was that he could now officially begin whipping their asses into full shape for the Chunin exams. With Naruto's newfound completion of leaf splitting, he could find something new to do. Not the final exercise, since that would be too much right now. The next few weeks would be getting final preparations all set for his team. If it wasn't the time, it wasn't the time for lengthy training exercises.
I'm glad you all are planning on doing this, Asuma said honestly to his crop of genin,
as they all sat under the shady tree that marked the center of their training field.
Now there are a lot of people that are going to resent you, from other villages, your own as well, because you guys are going to the exams. But just remember, this exam is to show your skill and your maturity as a shinobi. Now tell me, what do you guys plan on working on until then?
Ino raised her hand. I plan to work on my first fatal poison and add it to the mix I already have. She sighed herself. It's going to suck building immunity to it, and I'm going to work my ways of distributing my poisons too, since I'm kind of bad at throwing Senbon right now. I'll have to come up with different ways to use them.
You'll get it, Asuma said encouragingly as he turned to Naruto. What about you?
As if I didn't know.
Naruto grinned and held his fist up. Well, I finished cutting the leaf. I did it three more times before I got here, so I was wondering if I could have something else to do. Other than that, I've got nothing.
Asuma nodded.
Well, you know how to use your wind chakra to enhance your weapons, like for what I did with the trench knives when we first started talking about your element.
Naruto didn't need to know the last exercise right now, anyway. This was only for if he wanted to create his own jutsu involving wind. And as he was now, at least, Asuma could teach him some wind ninjutsu when he felt Naruto was ready to learn them. As Naruto beamed at the chance of learning how to make his weapon cut through rock, Asuma turned to Shikamaru.
And you? Shikamaru answered in his usual and caring manner. I have about 6 different battle plans and team techniques to work out for all 3 of us.
He saw Asuma giving him a look, as if saying, that's it.
I'm working with my dad to improve my skills with the clan jutsu. Ways to hit it, ways to sneak it in on a tough one-on-one situation. Plus, things I can do by myself once I have an opponent, things like that.
Asuma held up 3 fingers. You have 3 weeks, 21 days, to get together what you all think you'll need for the exams. A few of your classmates, Team 7 and Team 8, will be there. And I'll tell you right now, once it slips that you're all rookies, you're going to have every last participant gunning for you guys. He then smirked intently.
But it's too bad for them. You guys aren't normal rookies. Hell, you guys aren't normal genin, period. And whoever tried to pull anything against you is going to go home sorely disappointed in their choice of target.
Damn right, Naruto said with a grin on his face as he sprang to his feet. And he still had 3 more weeks before he could even really begin speculating about the Chunin exams we're going to be about.
I'm ready today. Let's go kick some ass.
Ino rolled her eyes and tugged on the back of Naruto's windbreaker, pulling him back to the ground.
Calm down, hothead. Save it for the training.
As Naruto turned to glare at Ino, who wasn't looking as if she would back down from her previous action, Shikamaru took a look at the red swirl emblazoned on the back of Naruto, stopping his eyes wide.
Why had he never paid attention to this before?
Oh yeah, because he saw that damn symbol every day. Even when they were in the academy, Naruto wore his old bulky clothes he had it on the back, and every Konoha ninja that walked around with flak jackets had the marking on them as well. He figured it was just a Konoha thing, but still, nothing was that simple. Why wouldn't it be a leaf? A swirl didn't have anything to do with this village.
Asuma,
Shikamaru said, planning on asking his question.
What's the swirl on the back of your jacket mean? Naruto has it too, and I never really got what it meant.
Asuma looked at the genius boy and scratched it. Kid, I don't know. It was one of the things that was glossed over in the academy for one of your history tests. I'm sure there's a reason, but I've never thought about it. I don't know why it's on Naruto's clothes. Shouldn't you know what the hell it means? Ino pointed to Naruto and Shikamaru. You're talking to the kid that almost failed, and the guy that was right behind him in that department. Come to think of it, I don't think I paid much attention either. She tapped her chin as she thought. It definitely means something, though. I just don't remember what. Asuma stood with his arms crossed. Well, you guys can think about it later. Right now, we need to get some work in, get you guys ready to roll for when the time comes. Now, you three have 10 minutes to come up with a way to fight me and win, he said before using Shunsen to leave the area. Shikamaru groaned. Back to the old grind, it seemed. Naruto? Naruto nodded and released a pulse to see if Asuma was still around. He never let them forget it. If he caught them the way he did one time, they didn't check to see he was there before planning. Fine, let's brainstorm, guys. As Naruto scooted closer to soundboard ideas and take in what would eventually be the final plan, Ino looked around for Asuma before addressing his teammates. Are we going to get beat up a lot for the next month? Probably, both Naruto and Shikamaru said plainly, having accepted their painful plights. Ino only cried pitifully at it in denial. 2 days later, Naruto's apartment. Why the hell are you guys here all the time now? Naruto asked as he poured himself a glass of milk, the bruises on his face from his day of training fading away due to his lack of current and violent activity. You guys have actual houses with actual food and beds of your own. At this point, he yelled down towards his room where Ino was resting on his bed, that you could be sleeping in instead. Shikamaru was in a chair, seated at the table with his head down. Your house is much closer than ours. Come on, Naruto. Asuma kicked the crap out of us again today. The genius boy smirked. The best part was when you thought you had gotten a grip on him, and he knocked you down and peeled you off like gum. Ha ha ha, Naruto laughed humorously. What about the part where he threw Ino into the path of your shadow, and then kicked you in the face and knocked you out? That was priceless. Shut up. Shikamaru said half-heartedly. Naruto smelled the milk in the glass to ensure it was good before shrugging and downing it. Make me, he said, as he caught his breath after drinking. Troublesome, Shikamaru said. Then he dropped that. Immediately after that, a loud series of bangs came from the front door. Get the door. Kiss my ass. You jerks don't live here, so you shouldn't care, Naruto replied, lifting his glass up. I'm thirsty. The door can wait, he said as the banging sounded again. Ino's voice echoed from Naruto's room irritably. One of you get the damn front door. If I have to get up, I'm going to... You're not going to do a damn thing. I'm getting it, Naruto shouted as he slammed his glass on the table by Shikamaru's head and stomped to the front door, swinging it open with an agitated look on his face. Yeah, and immediately had a book shoved into his face. Eh, I found a Uzumaki-kun, Shiho said as she pushed the book back against Naruto's face and made her way into the apartment, shutting the door behind her with her foot. I told you I'd get something and that you could count on me. She shoved him back excitedly until Naruto tripped over something on the floor he couldn't see and fell. Whoops! Sorry about that. Shiho apologized with a blush for her rash action. Shikamaru had no choice but to pay attention to all the commotion. Found what exactly? He asked. Also, note that I'm tired, so whatever it is you came over here to tell him, better be something you can communicate with just words, because I'm not getting up. Ah, right, Shiho said, as Naruto sat up on his floor to see what she was there for. I found something on Uzumaki's clan. It's really quite remarkable. Naruto's eyes widened. I have a clan? Shikamaru sat at full attention. He has a clan? Ino asked from Naruto's room, still not getting up. Naruto has a clan? Shiho nodded. Yes, apparently. Wait. Why is your teen here, Uzumaki? She stopped explaining to inquire about that. Hell if I know, Naruto replied before getting excited. Well, what can you tell me about having a clan? Let's get back to that. Come on, tell me. Are they cool? Are they in the village? Where are they? Can I find one of them now? Clan meant family. Family meant not being alone anymore. A team was great, but when everyone went home, Naruto still only had himself. Ino, Shikamaru, and Asuma had their own lives and families. Shiho sat on the floor and showed him a book she brought along. On the page she had opened, there was a spiral pattern that sat on the back of Naruto's clothes, and on the back of the rest of the more elite ninjas' flak jackets. Right there, see? This is your clan crest. Shikamaru had found this interesting enough to get up from his chair and walk over to sit down by them to read himself, something that put a large blush on Shiho's face as he plopped down right next to her, since the book was turned her way, so she could read what she had found to Naruto.
Huh. Hey, Naruto, this says your clan has their own hidden village, Uzushi Ogakure. No way, Naruto exclaimed.
You couldn't believe it. Not only did he have a clan, they had their own village like Konoha. Why the fuck didn't he know any of this sooner? Someone had to know something about this. It was an entire village of this clan, right?
What else?
Shio, happy that she's able to help Naruto find something relevant to his surname, quickly got back right back to informing him.
Our village and their village had a very close-knit relationship, which is why we wear the seal on the back of our flak jacket. She adjusts her glass ring. Apparently they had a specialty that's very rare in our time as well. They were so good at it. It was something they were feared for. Sealing techniques.
Shikamaru will let out a whistle.
Sealing techniques? Good luck learning that stuff.
Shio nodded. It's another ninja art I didn't go over, because it's not easy to get at all to get the concept of. She explained to Naruto, who was looking at her with squinted eyes. By this time, even Ino made her way out from Naruto's room, standing over the others to hear what was going on.
No genin does fujutsu beyond the basic item sealing, because it's not nintai or genjutsu. It requires intimate knowledge of chakra, time, space, all kinds of things.
Naruto frowned visibly. Meh, so it's another I'm stupid, never mind teaching it thing, isn't it? Silence seemed to be his answer.
I don't care. If it's my clan specialty, then shouldn't I know how to do at least a little bit of it? I want to learn it.
Right after saying that, a small book was tossed to him that he definitely caught.
What's this?
Shio smiled. I need to say that, so I checked this out for you. The person who wrote this is like the leading living expert of fujutsu in the village.
No need to thank me.
It's a small handwritten brown book that seemed to be a little worn and felt a little over 200 pages, but was still completely readable. Hastily scribbled out title said, "Hey, you're not a genius, but who cares? Read this and you won't suck at fujutsu." Also quickly scrawled out the name of the author, a man named Jiraiya. Naruto held the book up with a deadpan look on his face.
First of all, this title sucks so hard. Second of all, it looks like I could have written this myself. Are you serious, Shio?
100%. She asserted resolutely with a firm nod. I couldn't go through it myself, but the person that wrote it is the real deal. There is no one better in Konoha to learn fujutsu from. This is definitely what you want. The art is a lot of theory, but with your imagination, I'm sure you can work it up. Fujutsu is a lot of mental understanding, mind stuff. Naruto blinked at her blankly.
My mind is scary.
Then you should love this, Shio replied with a smirk. She reached over and tapped the book. Don't let the little bit of ragged parts put you down on reading it. It's just a little rough around the edges. But read it cover to cover. I'm sure there's lots of good stuff inside. Kind of like you. Yeah. Even though it was just a book, Naruto couldn't literally judge by its cover. People did that to him all the time. And if Shio said that it would help him, then damn, he'd give it his best shot to make it work. As he thought about how he would use the book, he found Ino had thrown herself over his back as she gently took the book from his hands to look at herself.
So, this rinky-dink book is going to help Naruto learn fujutsu. Why would a book like that be in the library anyways?
Shio shrugged. It isn't a clan secret book, as the author is just a shinobi without a clan. He committed it to the library. It's public domain. He's just an unselfish shinobi that put his knowledge to paper and wound up in our archives. It'd taken almost 6 months, but damned if there wasn't something in there that Naruto hadn't picked up in addition to his sticky fist scroll. Having friends everywhere certainly paid off.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the thing looks like, Ino, Naruto commented as he took it back from her, getting a whiny disappointment from her. If this thing can help me, then I don't care.
Ino nodded in agreement.
True, but is there any more about your clan? Wouldn't more people know your name if they were powerful to be feared for sealing?
Shikamaru had now taken the book and scanned through it, only to frown as he kept going through it.
Yeah, this book is, like, super old, guys. Like, second Hokage old, he said as he skimmed through the year it was published.
Shio scratched her cheek. Well, there isn't anything in the more current issues of clans of nobility in the shinobi world. This is a backlog. None of this was making sense. It was making what he was about to say any easier to Shikamaru.
Did the other later volumes have clans in this book, too?
Shio nodded. Yes, but the most recent one didn't have the Uchiha clan in it. Shikamaru sighed.
What's the matter?
Shikamaru pinched the bridge of his nose, rubbing it.
I was afraid of that. He looked over at Naruto apologetically. This book is called The Quintessential Shinobi Almanac, Volume 2. These books keep up with clans, their current factors in the current world. At the time, the books are written. The books only got bigger as time went on, didn't they?
Yeah, Shio, getting another sad nod from her, she understood what he's playing.
Clans don't fall out of prestige. They wouldn't have been excluded unless they don't exist anymore.
Naruto finished with a sad look on his face. He pulled his legs towards his chest. Damn it. If the books only got bigger, Then it was like an almanac that compounded information, only taking out irrelevant things that would have fallen out of use. Sasuke's clan wasn't in the most recent volume, his own clan being stopped being in the books a long time ago. It was an attempt to console him. Ino wrapped her arms around his shoulders from behind in a hug. "I'm sorry, Naruto. You were so close." It was terrible that such a nice guy like Naruto kept getting shoddy breaks in his life. It explained at least why it wasn't taught in the academy. It wasn't relevant. It wasn't close enough to home to be labeled as history, but they needed to know along with everything else they were learning. At least they knew now. Naruto's whiskered face kept the dejection on it as his eyes stayed locked on the crest affixed to the almanac page. They slowly drifted towards the handwritten book in his hands, and his blue eyes shone over in determination. "This is actually something good, though. I have a clan," he said with a short laugh. "A real, honest, goodness clan. Like your clan, you know. Or your clan, Shikamaru. Even like Sasuke, the bastard. All I have to do is bring it back. Easy," he said with a careless shrug. A smile affixed to his face. "I was going to be Hokage anyway, and what better way to make people know how kick-ass you and your bloodline are than by pulling that off?" Ino found his attitude to be infectious. This is the room that we just swung back positively. With all your weirdo abilities, like the healing in your chakra stores to go with the Fuun Jutsu. If you learn that stuff, why wouldn't they?" Shiho laughed nervously at the mention of Naruto's pre-existing abilities, and once more she saw Shikamaru narrow his eyes and read over the part about the Uzumaki clan again. Shikamaru's brow furrowed as he skimmed through it once again. "Wait, none of these things that Naruto can do were glossed over in here, except for the strong life force part. That kind of explains some things, but not the healing. They also don't have his cheek marking either. They don't have any markings. We're still missing something here," he thought to himself. Shio took her advantage and shut the book as she got off the floor. "Well, I have to go, Uzumaki, Shikamaru, and Yamanaka," she said abruptly. "I hope the book helped at least a little bit. I hope the Fuun Jutsu text works out for you. Bye!" she called out. She made her way to the door and slipped out, leaving the three teammates sitting on Naruto's apartment floor. Shikamaru watched her leave with a watchful eye. "That was weird and really suspicious. She reacted to us talking about Naruto's abilities. Does she know something?" "What does this have to be so troublesome?" He stood up off the floor and cracked his neck. "Well, I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, Naruto. I have to go home before my mom raises a fuss about where I've been." Ino got up well, planning to leave with Shikamaru and head home. "I've got to go too, Naruto. Are you going to be okay by yourself?" she asked in a concerned voice for her fellow blonde. Hopefully none of this brought him down. "I'll be fine, Ino," Naruto said as he stared at the book in his hands. "I'll see you guys tomorrow for sure." He couldn't tell what it was, but just looking at the book made him want to read it. Maybe it was the smart-ass title calling him out. Who knew? He looked up at it with a grin. "I'm going to get started with this. If my clan were masters of Fuun Jutsu, then I will be too. It's your tradition, you know." As his teammates left him alone in his house, Naruto flipped the book cover open. "I'll make everyone proud. My clan, Uruka-sensei, the Hokage, Asuma-sensei, Shiho, Shikamaru, Ino, all of you." "Hey, you're not a genius, and who cares? Read this and you won't suck at Fuun Jutsu," by Jiraiya. "Acknowledgements in forward to Sarutobi-sensei for teaching me how to be a man, and for not outing me for my, shall we say, healthy interest in the fairer sex. You know what I'm talking about, guys, that know what I'm talking about. Yeah! To my lovely female teammate, who shall remain unnamed, in case this book getting the reader killed due to my teachings. You didn't tear my sake off the time I peeked on you, and you caught me. Thanks for that. To Namikaze Minato, for believing in me, respecting the things I say, and for not telling me that my first book sucked. Thanks, kid. You're an all-around good-around man and a hell of a student. If you ever find one that's half as good on you on all fronts, I'll take him in a heartbeat. To the letter Q for being exotic. To Hanzo the Salamander, for not ending me and my teammates' miserable lives all those years ago on that wretched battlefield in the Amegakure. Thanks for that. Without you not killing me, this book would have never come into an existence. To Broccoli, for smelling like farts before you eat it, and for being difficult to spell. To the village hidden in the leaves, for recognizing how badass I am, respecting my sexy sage talents, and for having hot springs that are agonizingly easy to peek on, and for having the sexiest woman on Earth thoroughly populating your shinobi forces to go along with them. I swear to God, it has to be a prerequisite to enter the academy. They gotta have genealogists screening the girls to find out which ones will be smoking hot bombshells when they grow. And the ones that do are let right in the front door. Nothing less than 8s all across the board. No joke. Okay, if my first actual foray into the wonderful world of literature is anything to go by, this book will suck in a storytelling sense, which is good because I'm not telling a fucking story. I'm here to fill your obviously empty head with all kinds of smart things. It doesn't matter how I write, so long as you understand what I'm writing. So I don't have to write like a proper author. By virtue of that, shut your lips and get ready to learn, lads and lasses. Who am I kidding? If a girl is actually reading this, she probably dropped this book at the acknowledgments. Pop those bifocals on your face, you blind little brats. It's learning time. Now, if you were about to ask anyone who knows better, they would tell you that I'm a grade A bad motherfucking shinobi, although you couldn't since most of those people are dead. If you ask me personally, for my honest opinion on myself, I'm nothing special. No natural advantages, presets towards battle, no genius, anything. Just a hardworking guy who took advantage of the things provided to him. And this book was written for guys like me. Guys with guts. If you're a little punk ass that can't see anything through to the end, then you've wasted your time picking this up. Go do something easy. Despite saying all that, the one thing I'm good at, is Funjutsu. Say what you will about me if you met me, but I will say, when I say something about stealing, you better shut the hell up and listen. This is more than scribbling on something and making a hand seal or two. You will have this ingrained into your head by the time you get through this manual. You will be seeing sealing arrays in your head 24/7. You will be having nightmares about fucking up and mutating yourself with potential backlash. You will make so many brushstrokes in practice that you will swear you're giving yourself arthritis by doing this. You will see things no one else sees in everyday things, because you know the potential of each thing will have for sealing. Your head will be filled with the most asinine pipe dreams of what you can do with seals. You'll spend years dicking around with the design as a hobby and side project just to toss it aside when you get bored. Find something cool to work on with seals. Everybody master seals does. So will you too. In this book, you will learn all these things. In addition to that, life lessons that can only be taught by a man with decades of experience in a field of seasoned, battle-hardened shinobi. This book will make you a man, even if you're a girl. You scared yet? If you're finished still reading, taking this seriously, then you're crazy. A good kind of crazy. The kind of crazy that might be able to finish the things I've got set for you in this book. In other words, you're my kind of crazy. If you can pass the quiz on the coming pages, then feel free to partake in the wisdom that lays within the annals of my epic tome. That is, if you pass. This test will be mostly widely covering tests you've ever taken with questions you won't expect and questions that you think you won't be able to answer, but it must be done. If you fail, you will be locked out of this book due to the seal I set that will tally your score from your pen strokes and will take your blood upon completion. You cannot skip the test as the pages will be blank until the test is complete. You have one shot, so don't fuck it up. If you pass, I'll be glad to call you my student by proxy. Good luck with that. Author's notes. Yeah. What up, world? Kenji618 back in this bitch with more to settle the score. Next chapter will be the last preparation for the tuning exams in a foreign land that I'm excited to write for you guys. I hope you guys like what I cook up for you. Until next time, friends, don't let the world get you down. I'm not. See you next time. Kenji out. P.S. If you read this, if you write stories that I read, you know that I read them, then please update. I need something cool to sink my mental teeth into. You don't want me to keep feeding the need with my crappy stories, do you?